by the second week, Alan, it just gets into your soul and became the most magnificent wake-up call. Beautiful.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
We're about to meet an amazing imam. Under all the pressure from the surrounding cafes and some people even complaining, it's sad to say, but this person, it just shows his determination. We're about to meet him. It's an imam here. They were saying, turn down the adhan. He said no, and he kept it going. And this is something that has attracted so many people to Islam.
Call to prayer starts at 5 a.m. every morning. So when you have your alarm clock set for 6 a.m., it's the first week it was a bit annoying.
Do you get used to it?
But by the second week, Alan, it just gets into your soul and became the most magnificent wake-up call.
And this curiosity and then the meaning behind it. People want to know. We're going to learn the meaning behind it. We're going to meet this incredible imam. Tell us about him.
Yeah, he came here to this mosque. He became the imam maybe not even a year ago. And he stood up against what Eddie says, like all these people complaining. This was very, very quiet adhan here in downtown, in the main center of Sarajevo. This little mosque was very, very quiet until this guy came. And he said, this is the call to prayer. This is the calling. He's going to explain. We're going to ask him what the meaning of the adhan is, to call the people to the masjid, to God. And people have to hear it. This is the purpose of the adhan, for the people to hear it, to call them towards to come to God.
And one thing to note, this is a small minority that was trying to get him to lower it. But the mass majority, when you're silent, that's what happens. The minority, they become the majority. So we need good people to stand up like this and to support brothers like this. And anybody else, any other imams who are in this area, turn it up. Let the people hear the adhan, the call to prayer, the call to success.
Я знам тебе.
Я?
З інтернету.
Машаллах.
Машаллах. Добро.
Oh, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
My brother.
How are you, brother?
Mashallah. Welcome.
I wanted specifically to come and thank you for the service that you did of turning up the adhan. When everybody else is turning it down, I heard through our brother that you were turning it up.
Allah bless you. I can say this better in Bosnian, but I'm going to try to say it. Our mission is call of our religion, call of Sunnah, of Quran.
Yes.
We must to be open, you know,
yes,
to everyone.
Yes.
People must now see and hear.
Exactly.
Azan. Azan. What is Azan? Azan is public.
He got it, yeah.
Azan is public. Yes. Must be public.
You know the story of, you know the famous actor Liam Neeson?
Yes, I know.
You know,
he heard Azan.
You know about this. So Liam Neeson, you guys know Liam Neeson, mm-hmm. Famous Hollywood actor. He spent some time in Turkey. And then at first he was a little bit, you know, it's new to him. But after some time, he was like you said, he wanted to know. It touched his heart.
It just gets into your soul and became the most magnificent wake-up call. Beautiful.
So we have a great opportunity. People are walking through here in Sarajevo, Bas Çarşıya, right? Mm-hmm. And the adhan goes off, even for Muslims who forgot about, right, Allah, this awakening him up, right? Mm-hmm. So we're here with our Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum to everyone. I'm glad this is our brother Zlaya and our brother Din Show.
Eddie from Din Show.
Eddie from our brother. And we're glad to say Assalamu alaikum to everyone.
Assalamu alaikum from Bosnia. Thank you, Sheikh. Ja ću reći u engleski I ti sad u bosanski. Kako Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. God is the greatest, God is the greatest.
Allah je najveći, Allah je najveći.
there is nothing worthy of worship except the Creator, except Allah.
Nema Boga niti ikoga koga možemo obožavati izuzev Allaha Dželešanu, našeg stvoritelja.
And Muhammad is the messenger of God. Just like Jesus was a messenger, Abraham, Moses, Noah, Muhammad is the last and final messenger. This is also in the Adhan.
A Muhammad je Allahov poslanik.
Yes. Come to prayer. Come to prayer.
Dođite na molitvu. Dođite na molitvu.
Come to success. Come to success.
Dođite na spas. Dođite na spas.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. God is the greatest. Allah is the greatest.
Allah je najveći. Allah je najveći.
There's nothing worthy of worship except the Creator.
Nema Boga sem Allaha.
You got it. That's the Adhan. Isn't it beautiful? Alhamdulillah.
Jednostavno, lijepo i istina najveća. Nema istine veće i na ovom istinu. Drago mi je da ste danas došli ovdje u našu lijepu džamiju. Mi ovdje smo uradili neke stvari, sredili i dotjerali džamiju za Ramazan. A ono što je najvažnije, uradili smo to da se naš, da se ezan iz ove kuće Božje Allahove čuje vani. Nama ne smetaju zvana katedrala i zvana crkava i katedrala treba da se čuju, ali treba da se čuje ezan. Jedno drugo ne isključuju. Naravno, jedno drugo ne isključuje. Ezan treba da se čuje. Ezan je poziv, poziv Allahu, poziv na namaz, poziv na spas. Ezan poziva ljude dobru i miru, poziva Bogu i ne treba da smeta nikome. Naravno, nama ne smetaju ni zvona katedrale, ni zvona crkava i sve je to. To ne isključuje jedno drugo. Znate, ovdje je to uvijek bilo vjekovima. Tako da smo radosni što možemo da širimo tu Božju poruku i poziv da ljudi dođu na namaz, da dođu na spas.
Another example of the power of the Adhan is illustrated in this real life story with our brother Zlaya.
Which story? You want me to tell this story?
You want to share the story?
Okay,
you
sure.
Want to hear the story?
It's not something I'm proud of, but it's a message.
This is from days of Jahiliya, we call it, before Islam.
Before Islam, when I didn't
know. But pay attention. We're talking about the Adhan, the power of the Adhan.
Yeah, me and my friend, alhamdulillah, together we accepted Islam. And back in the days before Islam, in the Jahiliya days, we would smoke weed and we would go across the street, across the river, where not many people would pass there, so it would be like on our own. Not bothered by anyone. And we would come to smoke the weed, and there was a mosque close by. And we would call the Adhan and say, okay, put it aside. Let's wait till this is... We knew what it is. It's the call to prayer, to the mosque. We didn't pray, but we still, you know, kind of a guilt feeling when we heard the Adhan. Okay, put this stuff aside. Let's wait till this is over. Then we'll go back to it. So... kind of a guilt feeling inside of us was when we heard the call to prayer and we're doing this stuff that is haram. So this is what the power of the Adhan. It wakes up some guilt feeling inside of you. It makes you think, it makes you, you know.
So the message here, guys, come on, let's turn it up. Turn up the Adhan, all right? Don't succumb to the pressures of the shayateen. They want it down. Allah SWT.
There's nothing bad in it.
There's nothing.
Call to success.
Call to prayer. Call to success. Look at that. Call to worship the Creator. Look at that.
No offense. Nobody is getting offended. Nothing.
Beautiful.
Just the call to the beautiful.
Waking up the hearts. When the hearts are awake, the bodies are awake, the purses are
listen
awake.
Listen to it. Type on YouTube. Beautiful Adhan. You're going to love it. The sound of it, you're going to love it.
So that's the message. Hey, Sarajevo, turn up the Adhan, huh?
Exactly.
Let's go.